want to urge people who want to volunteer and who have the ability to be able to come to Louisiana or any of the Gulf Coast states that were affected and volunteer to try to do that. If you can't do it this week, there will be next week and the next week, and it's going to go on for a long time. So we want to make sure that volunteers continue all through the months that it's going to take to let people be able to get back into their own homes and back into their own city. They're registering children for school here. They're actually in this center. You can register for school, and the children from New Orleans who will go to the Lafayette schools will start on Wednesday. So I think that's very important. It's very important to get your children in school. It gives children a sense of normalcy. And so I want to urge people who, wherever you are around the country, if you've left New Orleans or left any of the affected areas on the Gulf Coast, to go ahead and enroll your children in school. It's very important for them. I heard a great story about a little boy from New Orleans who went to school today at a Texas school district. He was in high school, but he was sort of thin and small, and two great big football players sort of adopted him and are walking him around the campus and welcoming him to their school. So I know school districts everywhere will be welcoming. I want to thank the people of Texas and Houston and Dallas and San Antonio that have opened their big arenas like this to take in, take people in, the people who've been displaced because of the storm, and those school districts are also opening up. So it's really important for parents to keep their, let their kids keep going to school, get them in school, don't let them get behind, and also give them a sense of normalcy for their day. I think this is a really wonderful example of what happens when a community comes together. The logistics, even, that you, a community has to put together to try to have this little city within a city, over 6,000 people here in one place, to meet their needs for hygiene, their needs for food, obviously, and water, and then a safe place for people to be is really, really amazing, those logistics are, and I want to congratulate the people of Lafayette for being able to do this in such a very quick and such a humane way of really helping people, not just giving them the basic needs, but also trying to give them the emotional support they need right now at such a very difficult time in their lives. I think what happened is what always happens in this kind of disaster. This is probably the largest disaster our country has ever had, natural disaster we've ever had. And when you have that many people displaced out of their homes, when you have that big of an area flooded where people can't go back into it, you know, it's not like a hurricane where the water washes in and washes out, you know, it's still standing there, then that's what you see. And it just, you know, that's just how what happens in a this terrible of a disaster. And the fact is, many times, as we know from watching tornado coverage or any other natural disaster coverage, the poorer people usually are in the neighborhoods that are the lowest or the most exposed or the most vulnerable. Their housing is the most vulnerable to a natural disaster, and that's just always what it happens. Well, I know that the federal government is doing every single thing they possibly can, but the president said today, I think, that he, and I was not with him this morning, I was came over from Texas, said that, you know, it's not adequate. This response is not an adequate response. This is not the kind of response the federal government wants. We know that we can do it better and that we can get it better, and that's what every single person, not just the federal government, but the local governments everywhere are working on, and not just the local governments in the affected areas, but governments, local governments a long way away. Pittsburgh, I think, called the mayor today, and Youngstown, Ohio is sending trucks of things, and, you know, people want to help in whatever way they can.